This is the interview with Gabby. So, okay, I have like 20 questions or so that I'm just going to ask you, and whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
And I'll edit the things that don't sound good, so don't worry.
That's great.
What sports do you play?
I played field hockey in the fall, and now I'm doing track and field.
All right. Yep. Okay. How long have you been playing these sports?
I've been playing field hockey since 7th grade. I started in like a middle school program for the summer and spring seasons, and then I started doing track and field in 8th grade.
Okay, so have you always done the same event for track, or is it different event every year?
Yeah, I've done discus and shot put all of my years of track and field.
Cool, and then have you always played the same position for field hockey, or has it changed?
It's changed. I've mostly stayed in the defense area. That's where I like to hover the most, so I've stayed in defensive mid and then defense as well.
Awesome. And then what years have you been on varsity for your sport?
I was on varsity track since freshman year, and then I've been on varsity field hockey my sophomore year through my senior year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the proudest moment in either your field hockey or track experience?
I think field hockey was my proudest moment. Oh, gosh. It's probably scoring during the St. Francis game my junior year. I think that was during the semifinals. I thought that was pretty cool, being able to score in a CCS game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then track, probably getting to go to CCS last year was a really big honor for me, because track isn't my primary sport, so just getting to get there was really awesome.
Awesome. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a dog named Cody.
How old is your dog?
He's turning 9 on April 25th, so his birthday is coming up.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's like a puppy still. Do you have any siblings?
Yes. I have a younger sister, Ava. She's a sophomore. And then my older brother, Drew, is turning 21 in September, and he is in college right now.
21?
Yes, whoa. I know. It's crazy.
What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to write a lot. Whatever really comes to mind. I'm inspired very easily by, like, where I'm at. Where it doesn't matter where I am, I'm very inspired. I also, I don't know, I like to hang out with my friends because they're just a bunch of goofballs.
So true. How did you know you wanted to be a writer?
I love to read a lot, and that's, like, the first indicator that I really wanted to write. And I once heard this authors say that if you can't find something you want to read, then write something you want to read. And I thought that was really inspiring, and I had so many ideas in my head about what I wanted out of a book, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So I just did it myself.
And like, oh, let me do it.
Yeah, I know. Like, let me take the reins. I got it.
What event in your life kind of sparked your desire to write?
Because
you're saying that someone was saying that if you can't find something, make it up. But
yeah, it's when I really started watching movies that I really wanted to write. And then I was watching this movie called Cool Hand Luke with my dad, and that was a really inspiring story that no one else had really addressed yet, and I thought that was just an interesting movie that needed to be addressed. So I figured if movies are a way to tell a story, and I couldn't exactly make a movie at, like, age 11 or whatever.
Right, right.
I mean, you could do it, but it'd be hard.
Right.
So I just decided writing would be the first way to get into film or get into other modes of storytelling.
So are you hoping to go into the film, I guess,
yeah,
occupation? Or do you want to stick to writing and stay a writer?
I'd like to do both. I think what helps is my major is going to be screenwriting, which is a conjunction of two things I really want to do, screen
right.
and writing. So I get an opportunity to have both opportunities to, you know, show my writing on the screen and then also be able to do it on the side a little bit more.
And kind of constructing in your ideas, you see it come to life instead of just like paper and
definitely
ink.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So I also heard that you wrote a book.
Yeah, it was something more of a personal need than a financial need. Like, I would never write a book out of the need to, like, make money or do anything like that. So I think the inspiration really hit, and eventually a couple words became 103,000, which was huge for me. But it didn't feel like a burden. It felt like something I really wanted to get out, and I really wanted to do.
You can let go of your expression or way to express yourself.
Definitely.
So are you thinking of writing another book?
I actually am right now, and I have this little tiny notebook, and I'm writing a whole book in it. or I'm trying to. I think I'm moving on to another notebook, but I'm trying to get this one story into one little notebook. But yeah, I'm in the process of writing another, just because ideas come to me so often that they demand to have a whole story.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I need to write this down?
It's not so much the middle of the night, so much as like during class. Mm-hmm. Like I'll pop out a piece of binder paper and I'll write something down, or like just even during my sports, like I'll stop for a minute and be like, oh, someone said something that really sparked an idea in my head, so mm-hmm. I'll just build off of that, and soon it becomes something completely out of my control, but it's something to work with.
Do you have a favorite place or a favorite kind of, I don't know, like amusement park you like to visit, or it brings back memories that are very happy?
Yeah, definitely. I really like going to Disneyland a lot. I think Disneyland is the ultimate, like, nexus of storytelling. Like, it's an amusement park, but it doesn't really feel like it. Yeah, and you have, like, the different lands and the different rides themed after the lands, and there's mm-hmm. a story behind each ride. It's not so much as, like, oh, you're on a roller coaster. It makes you feel like you're in a different world and a different story, which is exactly what you want to go for when you're doing anything creative.
Do you have a favorite ride or a favorite part of Disneyland that you like to go to?
I really like Indiana Jones is my favorite ride at Disneyland, because Indiana Jones is probably my favorite action movie of all time. So just being able to go on that ride and interact with my favorite action star is like so fun. I just love it.
Are you close to any relatives in particular?
Well,
like grandparents or...
Yeah, I think my grandma is like, she's a really avid book reader, so I think I got most of that from her, but mm-hmm. She also really likes to travel and explore, which is definitely something that I want to do. That's because cool. I think discovering different parts of the world and understanding different cultures is a big, big part of being able to write other stories besides your own.
Mm-hmm. So instead of being like in this bubble, you're kind of expanding your vision, you can see other places.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. Random question, are you musically inclined?
I like listening to music, and I like, choir is a really fun class, but I can't like play the piano, and sometimes sight reading and solfege is hard for me, but I think singing music is really fun, and mm-hmm. listening to it is just really nice.
Yeah. What are you going to miss most about high school?
Oh gosh.
Since you're a senior.
Oh gosh, what am I going to miss most about high school? Probably just, I mean, it seems like it's so easy to reach out to people right now and like get into contact with people, because the community is pretty close. Mm-hmm. And it's a big school, but it's also like I can talk to people I'm really comfortable with, and it's very comfortable feel that I might get in college, but it's probably gonna be harder to establish when you first get there. And then of course I'm gonna, like, all my friends are going across the map, which so breaks my heart, but I'm happy to see them going their ways and down their paths, and I'm excited to go on my own too, so.
There you go. Where are you going to college?
I'm going to Chapman University.
Wow.
Panthers. Woo!
Did you, have you always known you wanted to go to Chapman, or has it been a process?
It's been a process, because I didn't hear about it until later in my high school career, because mm-hmm. it wasn't really on the map until the Duffer Brothers went there, and the Duffer Brothers did Stranger Things, so that was like a huge like change for Chapman University. So that's when people, I think, really started to hear about it.
A film school, or
film school. Okay. Yeah, I mean, of course, the school in general is amazing, and it's mm-hmm. a beautiful campus and all that, but I think the film school really got its power from those two guys. Like, they did amazing stuff.
They put them on the map.
Oh, definitely.
So then what's most appealing to you about Chapman?
They boast their location all the time, which I think they have the right to, considering it's right in, quote-unquote, the industry area. It's in L.A.
Yeah.
Where all the studios are. Like, you have the Warner Brothers studio nearby, and Los Angeles nearby. There's plenty of opportunities which comes with that location, which I just, that's what I appreciate most about any school.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you have a job?
I do have a job. I work as a hostess at the Pastoria and Market Italian place next, pretty close to the high school.
Oh, it's a cute little place that's open during lunch and dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now it's only during dinner.
Oh, really?
They took away lunch? They have a sign on it that says lunch. Like, they have a sign that says lunch, but it doesn't, like, you can't turn it on, but people still think it's open for lunch. It opens at 5.
Oh my gosh.
Please don't come in any earlier than 5.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working there since December of 2017, so almost...
Oh, it's almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Your stay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. What do you enjoy most about your job?
I like that it's really close. Like, the commute is super easy for me. I also like how it's a family-run business. Like, it's not a chain, and they keep it really nice and cozy. It's a really small restaurant. But then a lot of people come in, and it's kind of, it's a fun place to meet people.
Yeah.
Enjoy good food. Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself while being employed at Pastoria?
Sometimes I get really panicked and I'll, like, lose my head in the heat of the moment. But I learned kind of self-control and being able to manage only what I can manage at one time. You know, like, you can't bring plates to a table and then welcome people in the door at the same time. So it's just a matter of self-control and, you know, management skills, which is something I think everyone needs at one point
like
in their life.
Like multitasking and figuring out
exactly
how much you can do.
Exactly.
So after college, what's your dream job?
I would really like to write a movie that garners some attention, but more importantly, delivers a message that I think is important in modern society. Like, above all, I would really like to send a message to people out there, no matter what it is. I would like it, of course I would like it to have some, like, spectacular, like, oh, this is Gabrielle Shelton's movie, like, that's a dream of anyone's, but more importantly, I think it's just the message that it sends.
Mm-hmm. If you could choose anywhere in the world, where would you want to live?
Ooh, that's hard, because I find it hard between where would you want to visit and then where would you want to live.
Or would you just rather travel around to all different places?
Yeah, I think it's hard being contained in one place for me, which is why going off to college is probably gonna be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
I find it more inspiring to go around and touch on different places than stay in one place at one time. That way you have, like, a collective, like, just this pot of different ideas of places you've been to and of people you've met and of cultures you've seen, and it gives you more flexibility than just being in one place. But honestly, like, I wouldn't mind living, like, New York on the East Coast.
Boston. Yeah.
You know, Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston is a great
it is beautiful.
Social atmosphere.
I love Boston.
What is your most cherished family memory?
I think...
These are deep questions.
I know. I honestly think whenever we are able to travel as a family, I think it's really important, because Drew, or my brother, is, like, very social, and sometimes it's hard for us to get together, and when we can get together and go another place and appreciate the beauty and, like, us being together, it's a really fun time. Like, whenever we go to Disneyland, like, we're all just so happy, and we're enjoying the atmosphere, which is not only created by Disney, but created by the fact that we're all together, which is...
Has it gotten harder over the years since everyone's growing up and going to school and going to...
Yeah. I mean, it's not as hard, because I think the idea of traveling is just so exciting for my family, but
yeah.
Of course, sometimes it's going to be trickier, because, you know, we all have different things we're doing and preparing for the future, so it's going to be harder, but it's, like, not impossible.
Yeah. Do you like the outdoors?
I love the outdoors. It's where I get... I don't really like being stuck inside unless it's at night, and I like being cozy and watching a movie or something like that, but I prefer the outdoors. It gives me a lot of breathing room, and, you know, I can move, and it's just...
outdoor.
Know, it's just a feeling like, oh, outdoors.
All right, one final question. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd want in the article that kind of describes you as a person?
I think I'm daydreaming more than I'm actually thinking in reality. I'm a very, like, I prefer creativity over the simple, that's a really bad word, but, like, the structure of, like, engineering or math or anything like that. I really prefer to be able to make up my own interpretations of things and be able to write a story maybe no one's ever heard of. I like to create. Rather than
the creative side.
Rather than build on what someone may have already done. Whatever.
You think outside the box.
Yeah,
sure, we'll go with that.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. This was Gabby's interview.